Calling Aetna Medicare.
Para español, oprime F4.
If you are a member, press or say 1. If you are a health...
This call is being recorded for quality and other healthcare operations purposes. To make an automated premium payment, press or say 1. For help with your medications or pharmacy-related items, press or say 2. For all other questions, please stay on the line. To repeat these options, press or say 9.
Enter or say the month, day, and year of the date of birth of the person you're calling about. Do you have your 12-digit member ID number? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Please enter or say the member's 12-digit ID number. You said 1 0 1 5 7 3 4 3 9 3 0 0. Is that correct?
Yes.
Philip.
Correct?
Yes.
For questions about your premium billing invoice, say billing. To request a replacement ID card, say ID card. For basic claim status, including amount submitted, paid amount, and patient responsibility, say claims. If you would like to find a provider or request a provider directory, say find care. For all other questions, say representative. To hear that again,
sorry, which of these options would you like?
For questions about your premium billing invoice, say billing
or press 1.
To request a replacement ID card, say ID card
or press 2.
For basic claim status, including amount submitted, paid amount, and patient responsibility, say claims
or press 3.
If you would like to find a provider or request a provider directory, say find care
or press 4.
For all other questions, say representative
or press 0.
Representative.
After we assist you, we invite you to stay on the line for a brief survey. Please hold while I transfer your call.
We're here to help. If this is your first time calling about this topic, press 1. If not, press 2.
Thank you for calling Aetna. My name is Kat. Am I speaking to a member?
Yes.
All right. Am I speaking with Philip Rice?
Yes.
Thank you. And how can I help you today?
I'm sorry. If you told me your name, I didn't get it. Will you tell me your name, please?
Kat. My name is Kat.
Will you spell that, please?
K-A-T.
K-A-T. Okay, thank you, Kat. I think I'd like to ask you to transfer me to someone in the United States of America, please.
All right, sir. Let me check, sir, if they are open today.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Alrighty, thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Kiana. Am I speaking with the member?
Yes, you are.
Alrighty, and can I have your member ID, please?
101-573-439-300.
Thank you for that. One moment. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Philip Rice.
Thank you for that. And before I get your case open, I just need you to validate your date of birth and address, please.
42553-11268 East Lindale Drive, Aurora, Colorado.
All right, and how can I help you today, Mr. Rice?
All right, so you told me your name. I think you did. Will you tell me again, please?
Yes, it's Kiana.
Will you spell that, please?
Mm-hmm. K-I-A-U-N-A.
All right, thank you, Kiana. And I'm assuming that you won't tell me your last name, but I'm just going to ask you and just confirm that you won't tell me. Is that right?
I can give you the first initial of my last name. And that's P as in pet.
I've got Kiana P. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just to bring you up to date here, this is my second call. I made a first call, spoke to someone who told me their name was MJ. I kind of assumed that they were in the Philippines, but they did speak English pretty well. They might have been in the USA. We spoke for 20 minutes, and they wound up hanging up on me. And so, this is now my second try, and this call is now 7 minutes and 40 seconds, according to the timer on my phone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a little bit annoyed at the fact that I've had to do this twice, and that it takes 7 minutes to even just get started. I feel like this is kind of a fairly large waste of my time. It's bad enough that it takes 7 minutes, but it winds up taking 7 minutes twice. I'm not necessarily thinking that any of this is your fault, but I want to document that this is what's happened.
Definitely document that.
All right. And so the reason I'm calling is because I'm having problems with my phone number. I've tried to change my phone number, and apparently the story is that from your end, it looks like my phone number has been changed. It's all working, except for it's not working. And so I think with MJ, I wound up taking the options that talked about Aetna, and I started out by confirming with her that with Aetna, changing my phone number should work and work effectively for the pharmacy as well, for CVS Caremark. But then when we started getting into the details, she started kind of hemming and hawing, and that's kind of when she hung up on me. What I'm trying to do is kind of get things nailed down here. And in particular, what I want to be able to do is to write a letter and confirm that I've tried to change my phone number, and in particular, change it in such a way that I'm not going to get any more calls to the old number. And again, to write a letter to confirm that. And so who can I write the letter to? Is I think where we're running into a problem, because the people that answer the phone, people like yourself, don't seem to really have any idea about addresses and names of people who I could write a letter to. And would you stop interrupting me, please? I'll be happy to give you a chance to talk. If you don't know and you're not able to find out, maybe that's as far as we're going to be able to get. It's just for me to ask the question, and your response is just going to have to be, well, I'm sorry, I don't know, and I'm not able to find out. And maybe that's as far as we'll get. If that's the case, then okay. But I'd like to at least document that I've called, I've asked, and that's what we'll do. Okay, I'm done now. Now you go ahead and say whatever it is that you were going to say, okay?
Alrighty, Mr. Rice. I do not know the address because there is no address. With us being the first line of customer service, we are able to look into addresses and phone numbers. Now, I can look into that for you to see what we have on file, and if it isn't what you need it to be, I can have it updated for you. But that's why there is no address particularly for that, because as a member service representative, we are able to update the information on your case ourselves.
All right. So what you're doing right now is you're kind of jumping ahead. I think you're trying to read my mind. You're answering a question that I have not yet asked. I'm just trying to review what happened with the last call. I'll get there in a few minutes. I'll ask you a specific question, and then when I do, that's when you'll be able to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Rice, I can't answer your question, but I feel like I haven't asked the question yet. Okay, so that's why I think it would be good if you tried to not interrupt me and try to answer my question, because just if you just listen to what I have to say and just wait till I ask the question and then try and just give me a straight answer to my questions, I think we'll get along great. If you just say, yes, no, I don't know, let me see if I can find out, or no, I'm not going to try and find out and I'm not going to answer your question. It may seem to you like you're being rude, but actually to me that's the kind of answer I'm looking for. Just respond to my question. Simple, yes, no, I don't know, no, I'm not going to answer, whatever. That'll work great, okay?
Mr. Rice, yes, I do want to help you to the best of my ability. You did ask me if there was an address to send to, and I did give you the answer. The answer was no. We don't have an address. I don't know the address. But I do want to help you figure out your problem with the phone number.
So if you would like that, I can definitely do that for you. You're disagreeing with me. You're not wanting to accept what I'm saying. Okay, so we disagree, and let's just leave it at that. Let me move on. Let me try and be as specific as I can possibly be. So let's start with. I assume that you've called up my records. You're looking at me right now on your screen. Is that right?
Yes, I do have your case open.
Okay. And so, do you see a phone number for me? How many phone numbers do you see? Do you see one, or can you see more than one?
I see one phone number.
All right. And why don't you tell me what number do you see?
I have a 214-666-4321 here.
Right. Okay. Now, I got a phone call yesterday, and the call came in on a different number. It was the number that you used to have for me. And when I say you, I'm talking about Aetna here. So is that the records that you're looking at, the records for Aetna, yes?
I am looking at the records for Aetna, but I don't see a call here from yesterday.
Right. The call came in, and it was a machine, and the machine said it was from the pharmacy, CVS Caremark.
Okay.
So I called the number that was on my caller ID. The caller ID for the call said 855-418-9359. I called that number back. Same machine answered the call. 855-418-9359.
Okay, thank you. You can continue. Can you call the number?
The caller ID for that number on my phone, telephone record, said unknown. When I called that number, the same machine answered the phone and asked me to enter my, bear with me, I'll give you the exact language. Return call authorization number. Now, when the call came in, I was driving my car, and it was a machine. And the machine said, this is the call for Phil Rice. If it's Phil Rice, press 1. If it's not, press 2. I pressed 1. Then the machine says, in order to protect the privacy of Phil Rice, we're going to want you to enter the last 4 digits of your insurance card number, whatever, I forget exactly what they said, but that's the number they wanted, apparently. So please be ready at the prompt to enter those 4 numbers. And there was a brief pause, then they said, okay, now enter those 4 numbers. Well, I'm driving my car. I hung up the phone. And so later on, I called the number back that was on my caller ID, and the machine says, enter your return call authorization number. I don't have a return call authorization number. And it just kept saying that. I couldn't go any further than that. That's as far as I could get. So I've got CVS Caremark Pharmacy. Important information for Phil Rice. Well, I suspect that it's not important information, but what is important to me is that I don't think they should be calling that phone number. I've changed my phone number, and I don't want them calling the phone number. So I feel like I've tried really hard to stop the calls to this phone number. I've been told by people like yourself that, oh, yes, Mr. Rice, we've got your phone number changed, and when I have written letters, and when I call and talk to people like you, it's terribly difficult to get any kind of a straight answer about how to go about doing anything other than talking to somebody like you. How do I change my number? This is the number to call. It's the number that's on my prescription. I can advise you that the pharmacy is located in Illinois, and the pharmacy law in Illinois says that there's a pharmacist that's designated as the pharmacist in charge. He has a license, a pharmacy license, and that pharmacist, as well as the owner, the owner of the pharmacy, those are two people that are entered into the records in Illinois. Those two people are responsible for what goes on in pharmacy. And so if the number that's on the prescription label is unresponsive at being able to change my phone number, if I can't call that number and change my phone number, they're going to be responsible for the fact that I can't change my phone number, and his pharmacy license and the license for the pharmacy itself is going to wind up being in jeopardy because of it. So I'm calling that number and I'm talking to you. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, I understand. How exactly would you like me to assist you today?
All right. So the 214-666-4321 is fine. Mm-hmm. That's the number that I want them to call. That's not the number that the call came in on yesterday. So.
Okay, yeah.
Apparently, we've not yet been effective at changing my phone number as far as CVS Caremark is concerned. So the only phone number that I have for that pharmacy is the number that's on the label. So I'm asking you now to give me a phone number where I can call the pharmacy and an address. I've got the address. I can write a letter directly to the pharmacy, and I can address the letter to the pharmacist in charge. It was a great deal of trouble, but I got the name of the pharmacist in charge. But I would like to know the name of the president of CVS Caremark, and I'd like to know the name and the mailing address of Aetna so that I can just write a letter that says, I've tried to change my phone number, 214-666-4321, and today, on this day, I called this phone number and attempted my best effort to change my phone number to 214-666-4321, and I spoke with someone who told me their name was Kiana, and I've asked for your help and doing everything I could do to get the phone number changed and to get this fixed. And I've listened, and your advice was, and I'll write down whatever it is that you tell me to do. If you are unable to tell me the name of the president of Aetna, I'll just write down that I asked and you couldn't tell me the name. And if you can't tell me the name of CVS or the tell me the name of the president of CVS Caremark, I'll write down that I asked and you couldn't tell me. And I guess we'll just have to go from there.
Alrighty, Mr. Phillip, one moment. Let's see. So you're asking for, I do not know the president of Aetna or the president of CVS Caremark. I do have the mailing address for CVS Caremark. And there is not a direct address for you to send particular, like, grievances on behalf of, like, CVS Caremark, though I can put in a grievance for you on your behalf. Also, the number, I do want to just inform you that the number that you gave me, the 855 number, 418 number, is often a scam number that tries to impersonate CVS Caremark. I do have the actual number of CVS Caremark if you would like that. And also with the 855 number, I can report that to our phishing department to let them know that this number is contacting you, and they will handle it from there to see if they can try to stop the calls from you. And also, if you want to change that to 14 number, we can do that. If you don't, you know, we don't have to do that. But I do have some information that you're looking for, but I don't know the president of Aetna, nor do I know the president of CVS Caremark.
All right, so you threw a lot of information at me there. So let's take it one at a time. I've asked you for the name and mailing address of the president of Aetna, and you've told me you don't know the name of the president of Aetna. Do you know the mailing address?
No, I do not.
President of Aetna. So, okay, so you don't know that.
No.
The name of the president of CVS Caremark, I think you said you don't know the name or the mailing address of CVS Caremark, or... you said you don't know the name.
I don't know the president, but I do know the mailing address. They do have a customer care correspondent mail address.
All right, I'll write down the address. Go ahead.
All righty, the first line is CVS Caremark. The second line is customer care correspondence.
Bear with me. I'm trying to write down. I'm a slow writer.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm ready now.
The third line is P.O. Box 6590.
Go ahead.
The fourth line is Lee's Summit. That's L-E-E apostrophe S.
Wait a minute.
Summit.
Wait a minute. I think maybe I made a mistake. Does it start with A or does it start with L?
L as in lamb.
All right. So L, start again from the very beginning.
L as in lamb, E as in elephant, E as in elephant, apostrophe, S as in Sam.
Oh, okay. L-E-E apostrophe S, Lee's. Go ahead.
Yes, Lee's Summit. That's S as in Sam, U.
Yeah, okay, I've got it. S-U-M-M-I-T, Lee's Summit.
Okay. And that, again, that is comma Montana as a state.
Is that M-T, is it?
M-O.
Oh, it's M-O?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought M-O was Missouri. No, Missouri's M-S, I guess. Okay. Lee's Summit and then M-O. And then do you have a zip code?
Yes, that's 64064.
All right.
-6590.
Yeah, okay. And that's CVS Caremark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Customer care correspondence. Okay, so we've got a mailing address, but not a person's name for customer care correspondence. All right, so I think you had maybe as five or six things that came after that, and I've completely forgotten what those were. So let's go to the next item, and again, I want you to take them one at a time. You went way too fast for me.
Alrighty, the next thing that I stated was about the number that you provided to me, the 855-418-3959 number. That is often a number.
So you said that might be a scam. In effect, you're maybe denying that it was in fact CVS Caremark. It might have been a scam number that CVS has nothing to do with.
Impersonating.
All right. So fair enough. If it is a scammer, then there's really nothing you can do about that. The 855 number could be a scam. All right. So I guess that's always the case. And I'm going to ask you, what is your source on that? What is it that's telling you that could be a scam?
Because I have Caremark's direct line in front of me, and I can provide that to you.
No. You're telling me you can provide me with Caremark's direct line, meaning a phone number?
CVS Caremark, yes.
All right, but back up. What is it that told you that the phone number might be a scam?
We only have one legit number for CVS Caremark. Any number that is not CVS Caremark, we often get calls that are impersonating either Aetna or other vendors that are associated with us. If it's not the number that we have, we write it up to being a scam.
So it's, I think what I'm hearing you say is, all right, so let me go back. So go ahead with the number that you were going to give me. What was that number?
866-782-2779.
And that's the one and only legit Caremark number.
Yes, that is associated with Aetna, yes.
Um, 782-2779. So I think what you're telling me is that if a call comes in to me from Caremark that's associated with Aetna, that's the number that I'll see on my caller ID. And if it's any other number, any other number.
It's not associated.
It would be not associated with Aetna.
Yes.
And do you have something in writing that you could share with me that would say that?
I don't have access to email or text members at all. No, I apologize.
Do you have something in writing that you're looking at that says that?
I mean, yes, I have a list of numbers. We have a list of numbers in our system.
I'm not talking about a list of numbers. I'm talking about something that says that if it's not that number, that that's the one and only number that's a legit number, and if it's not that number, it might be a scam. I'm talking about that you can make that inference.
So we are trained to where if a member calls us with a number that is not associated with any of the numbers that we have, it is not associated with us.
All
that's
right,
what
so
we are taught. It isn't in writing. That's just what we are taught.
That's what I'm getting at. Is there something that you might have, a training material that says that?
I'm not able to give that out to you, sir.
But do you have it?
If we have to learn it, we have it.
Was it a case of a teacher standing up telling the class, or did they give you a handout? Do you have something?
Sorry, sir. I'm just trying to help you with your concern. Our call is not about my training. I do apologize. I do just want to help you.
I'm trying to get at, do you have something in writing? And what I'm getting is evasive from you. You're not going to answer my question. And if you're not going to answer my question, just say, look, I'm not going to answer that. Just say that.
I'm not going to answer your question, Mr. Wright. How can I continue to help you today? If I cannot continue to assist you today, I will have to end the call.
All right. So what I heard you say is you're not going to tell me if you have anything in writing, and we'll move on. So 866-782-2779, at your position, that's the one and only legit number, and therefore the number that I told you could have been a scan number, and because it was a machine, there's really no way to know one way or the other whether it was, in fact, CVS Caremark that called or not. And so, I guess there's really not much I can say to that one way or the other. Let's move on. You've given me the one and only legit number. I understand what you're saying. I've asked you for something in writing, and you've said you're not going to respond. Let's move on. What's your next item on your list?
Yes, and I also stated that if you would like me to write a grievance on behalf of this number calling you, I can do that today because we don't have a direct mailing address to provide to you. Your grievance can be stated directly through me.
Okay. I definitely do not want you to write a grievance.
Okay.
I've had enough experience with grievance procedure to know that they don't do anything. In fact, I'm looking at one right now.
Okay.
The Yeah. So don't do that. Was there anything else? Or was that the end of it? Was there more, or was that the end of it?
That was all. That was all. Is there anything else that I can look into for you today?
All right. All right. Now, Signify Health. I got a call from them as well.
Alrighty, yes, we do have Signify Health as a vendor for healthy home visits, and it is an incentive that we offer to our members once a year, so they do reach out to members from time to time.
Right, and they called the number that they're not supposed to call. So how do I get them?
It's just a matter, if you would like, I can reach out to them and provide them with the contact number that you would prefer.
Well, see, that should have happened already, and it didn't work. So we're just doing the same thing over and over again here.
And did you call in about that?
Call in about what? That it didn't work?
To have your number updated. No, I just want to make sure that we have something in our system, and if we don't, I can go ahead and do that. They would have whatever number we have on file. So if we have the 214 number on file for you, because they are our vendor, they would have the same number, and you would have to, one of us, preferably if you would like it to be me, I can do that, we would have to contact them directly to tell them that you don't want that number.
Right. Same. I called Aetna approximately a month and a half ago and said, change my number. And then about a week and a half ago, Signify Health called me, and they called me. Apparently they had not received the news that they were supposed to call this 214 number. They called the old number, the 970. As if they hadn't gotten the memo that they were supposed to call the change of number.
Okay, yes, and I do understand. I do apologize for that. But again, if you would like me to contact them to give them the correct number, I can do that for you today.
All right. Well, sure, it wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely do that. It's okay if I place you on that brief 3 to 4 minute hold.
So are you going to do that now while I'm on hold? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Can you have me on the line while you do it so that I can listen too?
Absolutely. No problem. I would need to call them first, and once I have them on the line, I can bring you over.
All right, so what I want you to do is when you get them on the line, I want you to ask them what number or numbers do they show in their system for me, and if they tell you 214-666-4321, say, okay, ask them if they have any other numbers, and if they say, well, that's all they have, then say, well, we've got somebody that says you called the 970 number. You have any explanation as to how that happened? They'll say, no, we don't understand. We'll say, well, okay, well, we're calling to try and make sure that you call the 214 number from now on and don't call the 970 number from now on. Can you do it that way, please?
Sure, no problem.
All right, thank you.
All righty, one moment, I'll be right back with you.
All right.
Thank you for calling Signify Health. Hola. Para español, presione número uno. Calls may be recorded to ensure quality service. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you are calling about a letter, email, or voicemail you received from us, press 2. If you are calling about your clinician's arrival time for today, press 3. To schedule a new appointment or to change a scheduled appointment, press 4. If you need information or help with a previously completed appointment, press 5. To repeat this message, press the pound or hash key.
Thank you for calling Signify Health. My name is Noor. Before we continue, I need to tell you that we record all our calls to ensure great customer service to our members. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Nora. My name is Kiana. I'm with Aetna Member Services, and I'm calling on behalf of the member, Philip Bryce, who's also on the line with us. I was just calling to validate some information you have on file for him. Would you be able to assist me today?
Yes. And do you have the phone number that is associated with the member's health plan account?
We do have a number here, but I do have a few questions about his contact information. But the number we have here is 214-666-4321.
And you said Philip Rice?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I do have his Aetna account pulled up then.
All righty, and I was just wondering, is that the only number that you have on file for him?
So I have three numbers down for him right now.
Okay. He said that he was contacted by a 790 number. If you have any more additional numbers on his case, would you be able to remove them? Because he only wants to be contacted at the 214-666-4321.
Yes, no worries. I can remove the other numbers.
Excuse me. Before you remove them,
yes.
Can you tell me what they are?
Mm-hmm. So I just removed 970-235-0470.
And what was the other one?
And also, the other one is 303-353-6672.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead and remove them, please.
Yeah. All right. And I also have one more, 978-532-6377.
I'm sorry, 978. Say it again, please.
Yes, 978-532-6377.
Okay. So just to confirm so that we're clear, the number that you're going to leave is the 214-666-4321. That will be the phone number that you have on my account. That will remain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're going to delete
the
other...
Yes, so that's the only number I have right now.
All right, and you're going to delete the other three entirely. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, so thank you for doing that. I'll be quiet now, and Kiana, if I pronounced that wrong, I'm sorry. Kiana, when we get done here, I'll continue the conversation with you. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay, well, I do appreciate your time, sir. You have a great rest of your day, then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, too, Mark.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Mr. Rice.
All right, so thank you for that, Kiana. So I guess that's a little bit different than trying to claim it was a scam call. maybe I should have asked him for the name and phone number of the president of the company. They do have a... I'm sorry, name and mailing address. They do have a name and mailing address that's findable on the internet. If I asked you for it, would you tell me, or are you going to tell me the same thing that you won't tell me? That I could write a letter to and just confirm that that we've...
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure the information with Signify. I do have their number. Now, I can attempt to try to find the president information, but I can't verify that it will be updated and correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you've answered my question. Let's leave it at that. The next company on my list is Nations Benefits. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I know who Nations Benefits is. They are our extra benefit provider.
So when I tell Aetna that I want my phone number to be 214-666-4521, I want all of the other phone numbers, however many there might be, to be erased, deleted from the system, does that information automatically get updated? Does that get sent to Nation's Benefits and get told to them as well? Do I need to specifically tell you that I want, in effect, a do not call request for all of those other numbers to be sent to Nation's Benefits, to affiliated entities, I believe is the technical term. Please have that do not call request apply to all of the affiliated entities. I shouldn't need to tell you that, but I am telling you that for the record. And I'd like for Aetna to send me a copy of their written do not call policy.
Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold, Mr. Rice?
Well, you say brief. I'm willing
to
say...
A 2 to 3 minute hold.
All right, up to 3 minutes. I want you to come back within 3 minutes.
I'll be back with you in a moment, Mr. Rice. Alrighty, Mr. Rice, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Alrighty. Now, we do have a do not call list that we can add you to. but we do not have something that we can physically send to you.
All right. So I've heard what you said. Sounds like you've acknowledged hearing what I said. I've asked you to put me on your do not call list, and in particular, the number 970-235-0470. That should be on
Can
your
you
do not.
Can you repeat that for me? 970-235-0470. 0470. Again, that's 970-235-0470.
You got it.
Alrighty, let's and, see.
And
I'm sorry, what was that?
I've asked that that apply to all of your affiliated entities. And it's not up to me to know who they are, because there's no way for me to know who they are, really. It's up to you. But I'm going to assume that it includes Signify Health, CVS, and CVS Caremark, and all of the pharmacies associated with CVS, and Nation's Benefits. And I'm asking that you send me a copy of the Aetna written do not call policy. And I believe what I heard you say is that Aetna doesn't have one.
No, we do have a policy, but we are not able to send it out to our members. I have no way of doing that on my own. I don't have access to contact members or send things to members directly.
All right, so I stand corrected. What you said was that Aetna does have a written do not call policy, but that you won't send it to me.
I am not able to send it to you. There's a difference there. If I was able to, I would. But I am not able to, so I can't.
Right. Aetna does have a written do not call policy. That's what you're saying. Aetna does have a policy, but that you won't send it to me.
Yes. I can't send it to you. But I will say that this do not call policy is associated with Aetna. If you want your number to be on a do not call list for a particular providers, I would need to reach out to them to let them know that.
Well, I think you heard what I said. I said it in the most clear, unmistakable, unconfusable way that I know how to. And so if it gets misunderstood or screwed up and it winds up being my fault because I didn't say it properly, well, then that'll be...
Mr. Rice, would you like me to contact the other vendors to let them know that? That is what I will have to do. If you would like me to do that, I can definitely contact the other vendors for you that are associated with your plan. But I'm just informing you to let you know that the do not call list that I have here for the policy is only for Aetna.
All right,
so would you like me to do that for you today?
In a word, yes. You do everything you can to make sure all of the affiliated entities, Signify Health, CVS Caremark, Nation's Benefits, and everybody else that might have gotten my phone number from Aetna is notified that I don't want them to call 970-235-0470 anymore, ever again. If they feel like they need to call me, they should be calling 214-666-4321. It'd be better if they don't call at all. But if they feel like they just have to call, it should be the 214 number, not the 970 number. And again, I told you in the most clear, unmistakable language that I know how to. I don't know how to be any more clear than that. And so you've asked me what it is that I want you to do, and it's really not my job to tell you how to go about it. But in the spirit of trying to work with you in good faith, I told you what I think you ought to do, but if it winds up being, if what I told you is not the right way for you to do it, it's not my fault. It's not my job to tell you how to do it. It's just my job to tell you, don't call me. And I've told you that.
That's fine, Mr. Rice. I want to let you know that Nation's Benefits, I don't see anything regarding Nation Benefits with your plan. But again, I mean, I can try to let them know. I can't guarantee if you get a plan change next year that they won't have more numbers for you. But I am looking into your current plan right now. I don't see any benefits currently right now with your plan associated with Nation's Benefits. So even if I did call them and let them know, they wouldn't have anything in their system for you as of right now because you don't have any benefits within your plan with them. So I'm just letting you know for future reference, if you do get another plan and they do happen to get your information, this is something that would have to occur again to make sure that you're not contacted.
All right. That's very nice of you to offer that information. Thank you for doing that.
All righty. And as far as anything else, is there anything else that I can assist you with outside of making sure that 790 is on the do not contact list for you today?
You keep saying 790. I'm pretty sure that's what you just said, was 790?
I might have said 790. I apologize, but I do have 970-235-0470 here.
And I think that's what you said to the Signify Health person as well, 790. And it's I know people make mistakes. I make mistakes too. It's not 790. It's 970. I think we're on the same page. I think you know what I mean. I need to go.
Alrighty, is that all that I can help you with today?
Yeah, that's all.
Sounds good. Outside of getting this number on the do not call list for our other vendors for you, I do want to thank you for being the best part of Aetna and allowing me to help you today. If you go over the survey and you have a great rest of your weekend, Mr. Rice.
Thank you.